弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
请我们打开圣经。
Let's turn our Bible to.
我们读新约加拉太书第四章。
Let's read in the New Testament, the book of Galatians, the Epistle of Galatians, chapter 4.
我们读第一节到第七节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 7.
找到的话，我们中文、英文，我们一同来读。
We both read together in Chinese and English.
好，我们一起来。我说，
When I am saying is that as long as the heir is a child, is no different from a slave.Although he owned the whole estate, he is subject to the guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principle of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, and that we might receive the full right of son. Because we are sons, God sent the spirit of the son into our hearts.The Spirit who called out Abba Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. We have further prayer. Abba Father, we thank God and praise you.Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.
我们能够借着他
through him,
我们能够得到一个新的生命
we have a new life.
今天我们能够呼喊你为阿爸父
Today we can call you Abba Father.
这是何等大的慈爱
What kind of loving kindness.
我们谢谢主
We thank the Lord.
因为你愿意父顺从父神的旨意
Because you are in obedience to the Father God
你成就了救恩
You complete the salvation
让我们今天成了何等的样式
So today we become such
早晨我们在这里聚集的时候
When we gather together in the morning
我们也但愿圣灵在我们当中做开启的工作
May the Holy Spirit work in our midst.
把神的话再一次向我们解谜。
And open up the God's word to us.
让我们众人都能够进入到真理的实际。
So we can enter into the reality of the truth.
愿神儿子的名在我们当中被高举。
May the name of the Son of God be praised, be exalted among us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
时间过得很快，又是一个新的年度的开始。
Time flies, and also now it comes a new year.
如果你里头没有这种感觉的话，我就恭喜你。
If you don't have that kind of feeling, I congratulate you.
那就证明你还很年轻。
That means you are still very young.
你知道在一年开始的时候我们来思想一个题目就是得儿子的名分
So in the beginning of the year we let's meditate on the subject of to get the adoption of son
我觉得这是一个非常合一的题目
I think this is very suitable topic
你知道我们现在信主稍微有一些年日的人我们对着做神的儿子我们好像已经没有什么感觉了。
So for us, we have been at a certain age, we don't have the feeling of the Son of God.
你知道这个世代，我们生活的这个整个社会的氛围，特别是在国内，他们都羡慕什么？
So in our present age, especially in the mainland China, what they admire.
他们羡慕做神的儿子吗
Do they admire to be the son of God?
没有
No, they don't
他们羡慕做富二代
They want to be the heir of the wealthy. They want to be the heir to the rich official. That's the secular people, secular will.
但是今天我们做神的儿女，我们对着我们的身份，我们有什么看法呢？
So for us to be children of God, how do I perceive our position, our status?
圣经里头，在旧约创世纪里头有一对双胞胎。
In the Old Testament, the Genesis, there was a twin.
大的叫以扫。小的叫雅各。
The older one is Esau, the younger one is Jacob.
按照我们本性来说，我们都比较喜欢跟以扫做朋友。
Our natural tendency is to have a desire to be friend to Esau.
因为这个人比较豪爽。
Because he's very generous.
但是今天很可惜，我们往往我们的思维也跟以扫一样。
So today we the way of thinking, we are somewhat like what Esau thought.
以扫所看重的就是短暂的，就是属世的、属物质的。
What Esau like is something material, something thoughtless, so something from the world.
雅各不一样。
Jacob somewhat different.
虽然这个人有许多的缺陷。
Even he has quite many shortcomings.
但他有一样东西是我们所缺少的。
But one thing we are lack of.
他对着神，他说：“你如果不给我祝福，我就不让你走。”
He said to God, "If you don't bless me, I won't let you go."
他要的。属灵上的祝福。
What he wants is a spiritual blessing.
今天我们许多人虽然是基督徒，是神的儿女。
Today even most of us are children of God, are Christians.
但是我们把这个看得很低很低。
But we don't treasure this thing.
你知道，在老约翰年老的时候。
You know when the elder Apostle John, when he was old,
他在约翰一书三章的里讲到
in chapter 3 of First John, he mentioned about Son of God.
他说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
What kind of love that our Father God gave us.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
So we are,
我们也真是神的儿女。
So we are called the son of children of God, and we are truly children of God.
老约翰在那里头，他讲到说 ，Behold, 看哪。
When John said behold.
在圣经里头，每一次说 behold, 那就是说。下面讲的事情是非常非常重要的。
In the Bible, whenever you see, whenever you read, behold, the what's following is very important.
他说：“你看呐、啊，看呐、啊，父赐给我们是何怎样的慈爱。”
Behold, what kind of love that our Father God gave us.
他说：“没有一个爱能够表现在这件事情上更多了。”
Nothing else can be expressed more love than this.
什么事？
What's it about?
使我们得称为神的儿女。
So we can be adoption of son.
老约翰在年老的时候，他看到能够做神的儿女，这是神最大的慈爱。
When John was old, he regarded to be son, children of God is most precious.
今天许多人认为福音的中心和本质不过就是不下地狱，能够上天堂。
So we always think that most people just think of the essence of the gospel is not going to hell but go to heaven. Gospel is much bigger than this.
福音的中心和本质 乃是让我们这一帮人能够成为神的儿女。
The essence of gospel is for all us, for all of us to become the children of God.
在第四章一开始一到七节这里讲，我把它分成两部分来看。
In this first seven words of the chapter four, I look at it in two sections.
第一节到第三节是讲到为奴仆。
The first part from verse 1 to 3 is about being slave.
第四节到第七节讲到是得拯救。
From verse 4 to verse 7 is about being saved.
那第一节一开始的时候他说，我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
In the first verse, what I'm saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he's no different from a slave.
在这里我们一开始要先要问一个问题，那承受产业的，谁是那承受产业的？
So first we have to ask the question, who is to inherit the estate?
承受什么产业？
What estate?
因为我们都知道圣经原来是没有分章，没有分章的啊。
We know that the Bible, in the beginning, there was no chapter by chapter or words.
所以说，当我们在这里问说谁是那承受产业的，我们必须要往回面、往后面、前面看一下。
So when we say ask who is the heirs to the estate, then we have to look at the context.
那就是在第三章二十九节那里说。
That's mentioned in verse 29 of chapter 3.
那边说，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
Here it says, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed.And heirs according to the promise.
谁是那承受产业的？就是属乎基督的。
Who is the heir? Is the one who belongs to Christ.
当我们在这里讲到属乎，你属乎基督。假如你是属乎基督，你就是承受产业的。
If you say that you belong to Christ, you are the one who inherit the estate.
我们要问什么叫做属乎基督。
Then we ask, what do you mean by belong to Christ?
当我们讲一件东西属于我的时候，我们的想象就是说，好比说我今天有一份，有一个 iPhone, 这一个 iPhone 是属于我的。
When you say something belong to me, that is just like if I own the iPhone, that iPhone belong to me.
是不是这里讲的意思？
Does it mean the same thing as what it says here?
有、
yes.
但是比这个还多。
Yes, but more than that.
当圣经里头讲到说我们属乎基督的时候，
When the Bible mentioned that if we belong to Christ,
不仅仅是讲到我们在他基督之外他拥有的一件东西。
Not just what he owns outside of him.
乃是讲到我们成为基督的一部分。
It means that we become part of him.
更确切的讲就是说，这一只手是属于我的。
Just as when I say this hand belongs to me.
在圣经里头讲到说，凡基督徒属乎基督的时候，是更讲到这一方面。
So when in the Bible it says when somebody is somebody belongs to Christ, that's what it means.
所以说在二十九节那里讲到说你们既属乎基督。
So that's why when it says here in verse 29, if you belong to Christ.
那我们就要问一个人如何能够属乎基督。
Then we ask how can somebody be belong to Christ.
因为我们知道，如果你属乎基督的话，你就是承受产业的。
Because when we say if you belong to Christ, you are the one you inherit the estate.
我们都想要承受产业。
We always want to inherit the estate.
你要承受产业，你就必须属乎基督。
If you want to inherit the estate, you have to belong to Christ.
那你如何属乎基督呢？
How could you belong to Christ?
从二十六节一直到二十八节，这三节里头讲到这一件事情。
It's all in the verse 26 to 28.
二十六节那里说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希律人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Verse 26, you are all sons of God, through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
在这三节里头，中文翻得很好，
它
每一节都出现了一个都是。
In Chinese, the translation is very good, because in every word it start with also.
在这里第二十六节就讲到第一开始你怎么属乎基督，是因着我们信基督耶稣。
Verse 26 tells us why you belong to Jesus, because we are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
当一个人他信耶稣基督的时候，
when somebody believes,
就是神的儿子。
When somebody believes in Jesus Christ, he becomes the son, children of God.
这一个是里面发生的事。
That's something happened within.
我们的信仰是从里面开始。
Our faith is from within.
从信心开始。
From faith.
信什么？信耶稣基督。
That's the faith in Christ Jesus.
当你信耶稣基督的时候，你就是神的儿子。
And if you have faith in Christ Jesus, you are children of God.
但是不停在那里。
But you don't stop here.
下面他二十七节那里讲，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
And in verse 27, it says, all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
什么叫做受洗归入基督？什么叫做披戴基督呢？
What's mean by baptized into Christ or clothed yourself with Christ?
我们都知道受洗之前我们要有做一个见证。
You know that before we are baptized we have to give a testimony.
但那里是做一个宣告。
That's a proclamation.
所以说你看到我们的信仰是从里面的开始到外面的见证。
So you can see that our faith is from begin from the within to the outside witness.
你信耶稣，你是神的儿子，别人不知道的。
If you believe in Christ Jesus and you are children of God, nobody knows.
但是当你受浸归入耶稣的时候，当你披戴基督的时候，
But when you are baptized and you are when you clothe yourself with Christ,
人家在你的外面就看到一个见证。
So somebody see your testimony from outside.
所以说我们的信仰是从里面开始到外面的见证。
So our faith begins from within and then go to outside testimony.
但是你发现这两节还基本上都是讲到个人的这一方面。
So you can see that these two words only talk about individuals.
但是神的心意并不仅仅是在我们每一个基督徒的身上。
So, God's heart is not only on individual Christians.
神要一个团体的。
God wants is a corporate.
所以说下面就二十八节说，并不分犹太人、希利利人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Therefore, it says in verse 28, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
就是说，当我们一个人信主之后，我们是进入与其他的弟兄姐妹一同进入在基督的身体里面。
So when we believe in Jesus, every one of us with other brothers and sisters all into one body.
你知道要有一个这么强烈犹太背景的保罗写下来说，不分犹太人、希利利人，或男或女，这很不容易的。
It's not easy for somebody like Paul who has a very strong background in Judaism, that have to say that no matter slave or free or male or female.
若不是圣灵在那里开启他，他绝对不会讲这种话的。
Nobody would say something like that if not really touched by the Holy Spirit.
你要知道，一个犹太的男人，他们从小的教导祷告是怎么祷告呢？
You know, Jews was how are Jews, young Jews be taught how to pray from very young.
他们每天的祷告是说，我感谢神，我身为被拣选的子民，我不是外邦人。
They would pray that thank God that I'm chosen as elect of God and not a Gentile.
我更感谢你，我是一个男的，不是一个女的。
And also thank God that I'm a male and not a female.
这是他们犹太人的男的祷告这样子的。
That's all male Jews how they pray.
你看，当保罗被神的灵感动的时候，他说不再分犹太人，不再分希利利人。或男或女都不分了。
So when you see here that when Paul was touched by the Holy Spirit, what he says is neither Jews or Greek, slave or free, or male or female.
因为都在基督耶稣里成为一。
Because they are all one in Christ Jesus.
你知道当我们在亚当里的时候，
you know that
所带来的就是结党纷争。
When we were in Adam, so what it result in is division.
当我们在基督里就成为一。
But when we are in Christ, we become one.
所以说你不管今天到哪里，你只要看这边的光景是怎么样，是分裂，大家都在讲。
So when you go to a place, you see that it's a divisive, you can see that they are in Adam.
你到一个地方可以很小，人很少，但是他们在基督里，他们就是一。
So if you even you go to a small assembly, if they are all in Christ, they are one.
所以说你看到属乎基督，
if it belongs to Christ,
前面三节你都全部是讲到基督，基督，基督。
You can all see in the three words it says in Christ, in Christ.
他说你们属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就照着应许承受产业了。
So if you belong to Christ, you are the Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise.
为什么这么重要？当你属乎基督，你就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
What's so important about this? If you belong to Christ, then you are the Abraham's seed.
因为神当初对着亚伯拉罕所定的约，所给的应许。
Because the promise and the covenant, God gave to Abraham.
是这么说的，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。
Because all the promise is to Abraham and his inheritance to his descendants.
神并不是说众子 顺哦。
God did not say descendants.
指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人就是基督。
Not to many inherit, not to many, descendants, but to one to seed, that's Christ.
所以说，神向着亚伯拉罕的应许是向着亚伯拉罕和他那一个子孙所定的。
So the promise is to Abraham's seed, that seed.
所以说那个应许要给谁呢？就是那一个子孙。
The promise is to that seed.
律法是在应许四百三十年之后颁布下来的。
The law was given 430 years after the promise.
所以说人今天要得到神的产业不是靠着行律法。
So today if somebody want to inherit the estate, it's not through the law.
乃是照着应许来得产业。
But through the promise to get the estate.
这就是为什么说当我们属乎基督的时候
That's why when we say we belong to Christ,
我们就是照着应许承受产业了。
Inherit the estate through the promise.
这是保罗一直在第三章那里头一直反复在那里说的一件事情。
That's the same thing that Paul had repeated so many times in chapter 3.
不是靠着律法，不是靠着好行为。
Not through the law or work.
乃是
good work.
靠着神的应许。
But through the promise of God.
所以说到第四章这里说，保罗就举了一个例子。
So in chapter 4, Paul gave an example.
保罗举的例子，我们在读例子的时候，我们就必须要小心一点。
We have to be careful when we study this example.
当我们在解释圣经里头会发现圣经不管是主耶稣也好保罗也好其他使徒也好他们会用一些例子来解明他所讲传讲的真理。
So in the Bible, sometimes Lord Jesus or Paul, they all use the example to explain a truth.
有的时候我们最大的难处就是当我们读到这些比喻例子的时候我们把这个当作真理了。
So the problem is when we look at the example, we regard the example as a truth.
其实这些比喻只是要把我们更明白更清楚带入到真理的里面。
But the most important is that the example is for us to bring us into the truth. It's not the truth itself.
所以说保罗在第四章一到三节这里。
So Paul in verse 1 to 3 in chapter 4.
你把它分成两部分来看，第一节到第二节。
So you can look at it into two parts. First is the verse 1 and 2.
他其实是在讲到当时在罗马社会当中的一个很普遍的一个现象。
That's a very common thing in the Roman society in those days.
保罗相信他用这个例子来解释的话，大家立刻就明白了。
Paul knew that if he used such an example, everybody would understand.
那这一第一节、第二节特是讲到犹太血民。
This verse 1 and 2 especially talking about Jewish elect.
他们虽然是承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人。
Even though they are to inherit the estate or the owner of the estate.
他们是神的选民。
They are the elect of God.
但在孩童的时候，却又与奴仆毫无分别。
But there's no difference from a slave when they are a child.
当我们在这里读到的这个时候，它是有因为有罗马当时的背景。
This has some Roman background.
他们这些孩子在小的时候家中都有家里有师父也有这个管家在照顾他们的孩子。
So when they were young, they have some teachers and some guardians to teach the children.
这个孩子虽然是承受全业的主人。
Even this child is a full estate.
但是在他小的时候，他就好像跟其他的奴仆没有什么分别。
But as long as the heir is a child, he's no different from a slave.
可是我们自己想一想，你想看怎么可能会没有分别？
When you think about this, you would say, how could it be no different?
绝对会有差别的嘛。
Definitely, there's some different.
但我想保罗他在这里所要强调的重点乃是说，他就着处置全业的产业的这件事情上，他跟奴仆是一样的。
What Paul emphasized here is how to treat the estate inheritance is he's no different from a slave.
他还没有那个人力来处理这些产业。
Because he has no ability, not able to inherit the estate yet.
所以说他跟其他的人来讲是一样，产业对着他来讲。
So to him, the estate is no different, just the same as other people.
这时候的孩童，他乃是在师父和管家的手下。
So at this time, this child is subject to the guardians and trustees.
在这里，师父英文不是师父哈，是 guardian。刚才翻的是 guardian。
It says it under the subject to the guardian.
你知道在我们那边有很多现在国内的把孩子差不多高中生都送过来在这边念书。
In Wyckoff, we have some children who were sent from mainland to here to study in high school.
他们来的时候就要找一个寄宿的家庭。
When they come, they have to,be adopted into a host family.
他们找这些寄宿家庭的时候，都要签上这个合法的这些文件，要成为他的 guardian.
When they become when they come to stay with a host family, so the family have to sign some paper to become a guardian of the child.
所以说，你作为一个 guardian 监护人，你要有应尽的责任。
When you become a guardian, you have responsibility.
第一个，你要督导这个孩子。
So the first thing is you have to monitor them.
要让他知道什么是该做的，可以做的，什么是不能做的。
Tell the child what he can do and he cannot do.
不但是要督导他，并且要保护他。
Not just to monitor him, also to guide him.
所以说，你看到在这里，一个孩子他在这样子一个大的家庭的里面的时候，他是在师父 guardian 的手下。
So you see that when a child is in such a large family, he's subject to the guardian.
是让他能够正常的成长。
So he can grow up normally.
能够接受好的教育。
To be educated in good education.
管家乃是讲到一般生活上的需要。
A guardian is about what's needed in life.
所以说他一直要在师父和管家的手下，只等到父亲预定的时候来到。
So he is subject to guardian and trustee until the time set by his father.
就说他不是一直跟奴仆一样。
So he is not always like a slave.
有一个时间，当这个时间到达的时候
，When the time comes，
他就真正的成为全业的主人。
He would truly becomes the inheritance。
所以说保罗在这里第二节后半段讲到，等到他父亲预定的时候来到，是跟第四节极致时候满足是一样的。
So it does say when the time had fully come is the same.
在这里第二节保罗讲的这个例子是针对着犹太人。
So this example that Paul talked about they are talking about the Jews.
当基督第一次还没来的时候。
Before Christ came.
他们是在神所颁布的律法底下。
They were under the law.
这个律法就好像这个蓄蒙的师傅一样。
The law is just like mentor.
犹太人虽然要承受神的应许，但是他们却活得像跟奴仆一样。
Even though the Jews were destined to inherit the estate, but they live like a slave.
但当时候到了的时候，
but when time comes,
这一切就会改变。
All this will change.
这是讲到犹太人。
This is about the Jews.
到了第三节，这里说我们为孩童的时候，受管教于世俗小学之下。也是如此。
But in verse 3, it's so also when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principle of the world.
保罗在这里就把其他的众人说，我们跟犹太人也是一样。
So Paul here, he include all other people, just saying they are all like the Jews.
你就看到神的应许在他的心意当中原来不是仅仅限于犹太人的。
So you can tell that the promise from God is not limited to Jews.
我们虽然没有像他们那样从摩西领受了神的律法。
Even though we are not like the Jews, to receive the laws from Moses.
保罗说，但是我们是受管于世俗小学之下。
But we were under the basic principle of the world.
他这里讲到世俗小学，其实讲到最基本的一些常识。
Here what it says about the principle, basic principle of the world is is about the common sense.
但是如果根据于第一节第二节的话，那基本上讲到这些基本的常识就是讲到一般社会里的道德伦理。
So if you talk about verse 1 and 2, it's just about the common moral standard in the society.
那保罗在这里也是讲到，虽然这一些东西却也都成为让我们成受辖制，让我们能够像奴仆一样。
So we were under this moral and ethic. So we are under subject to this, like a slave.
那这三节圣经，其实今天引申到我们个人身上如何来实现呢？
So when we extend these three verses to ourselves, how can we put this into practice?
其实就是讲到一个人在还没有信主之前。
That's the same as for somebody who before he become a believer.
我们可以有很多宗教上的规条。
We can have so many religious.Discipline.
我们可以有很多社会上道德的规范。
We have many things about our moral and ethics.
这些都把我们辖制在他的底下。
These are all under the control and controlling us.
让我们都为奴仆。
So we are just like slaves.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank and praise the Lord.
到了第四节第七节
when we come to verse 4 to 7,
那你讲到得拯救。
That's what talking about the salvation.
第四节那里说，极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为驴子所生，且生在律法以下。
Verse 4, but when the time had fully come, God sent his son born of a woman.
非常重要，极致时候满足。
Very important, it says that when the time had fully come.
我们都知道主耶稣他第一次的降临不是偶然的。
So we know that the first coming of our Lord Jesus is no incidental.
当你读到这里的时候，你就看到原来在父神的面前，他有一个很大很大的蓝图。
We can see that before God, there's a great blueprint.
在创立世界以前，他就已经为的救恩有一个计划。
So the God has a blueprint, have a great plan before the foundation of the world.
救恩的所有的进展是按照神的计划在这里进行。
All the process, all things under the plan of the God.
极致时候满足。
But when the time has fully come.
当在历史上有一个时刻的时候。
When there's a time come.In the history,
神的儿子要道成肉身。
The Son of God would become flesh.
当我们读在这里的时候，我们就看到极致时候满足。我们也真的看到当时的历史，真是很多的条件都符合。
So when it says when the time had fully come, we can see that everything come into place for His coming.
希腊文化刚结束。
The Greek culture just finished.
罗马政权接替。
The Roman Empire has come up.
你知道罗马政权虽然这么强大，但是它是完全受到希腊文化的影响。
Even the Roman Empire is so powerful, but it's under the influence of the Greek culture.
所以说，在那个所谓的世代里面。他们主要的语言就是希腊文。
So in that time, the language they used was Greek.
所以说，大家能够通行，大家能够明白你在说什么。
So everybody can understand each other because they say the same language.
这是讲到文化上的预备。
This is a cultural preparation.
那我们再看到罗马的政权。
We can look at the Roman Empire.
它是以军事和政治为主。
This is the most important. It's very powerful in military and politics.
我们都听过一句话。
What politics?
条条大路怎么样？通罗马。
We always hear that all the ways go to end up in Roman. When
你知道这一件事情很重要的。
This is very important.
为什么重要？因为你福音要广传出去的话，你交通一定要方便嘛。
Because if the gospel to be spread, you have to have a good transportation.
所以说，你看神在那个整个大的范围里头已经预备了。
Because in the greater situation that the God already make the preparation.
但是更重要的是
But more important
是乃是在旧约里头先知的预言都应验了。
Because all the prophecy in the Old Testament they all fulfilled.
必须按照神的话所预言的应验了时候就满足了。
When all the prophecy fulfilled is the time has come.
时候到了，神就差遣他的儿子。
When the time had fully come, God sent His Son.
在这里让我们看到，救恩不是我们人在这里求的。
You can see that the salvation is not by our petition.
神主动。
Because God is proactive.
神就差遣他的儿子。
God sent His Son.
下面这两段话，我觉得一点道理都没有。
What's the following? I think it's very meaningless.
为驴子所生，且生在律法以下。
It says that born of a woman born under law.
保罗在这里要强调，神为我们所预备的救恩是借着他的儿子耶稣基督。他特地要介绍这一位神子的时候，他介绍说，这一位神的儿子生为驴子所生，且生在律法以下。
When God introduced his introduction is born of a woman born under law.
这有什么特别吗？
Anything special about this?
我们哪一位不是为驴子所生的？
Any one of us not born of a woman?
有没有？
Anyone?
我们哪一位不是生下来就在律法以下？不管是什么律法。
Any one of us not born under the law, any kind of law?
你没有选择的。
No, you have no choice.
而且这里没什么特别。
Nothing special about it.
每一个人都是。
Everyone is.
保罗在这里到底他想讲什么呢？
What does Paul want to say here?
我们要注意看。
We have to pay attention.
因为他前面这一个。这一段话是非常重要的。
Because of what he said before was very important.
神就差遣他的儿子。
Because God then sent his son.
我们为驴子所生，我们生在律法底下，本来就应该的。
Because of when we are born of a woman and born under law, that's necessary.
但是这里讲到一个人。
But here it is about one person.
神的儿子。
It's the Son of God.
如果神的儿子为驴子所生，这一件事情就不得了了。
但是but if it says God sent his son but born of a woman, that's something very extraordinary.
我们觉得我们人很了不起。
We always think that we are something.
万物之灵。
We are the spirit of all things.
如果神的儿子要变成人，那也是他有福气啊。
If a son of God become a man, that's his blessing.
那是我们不认识神。
That's what it says. That means that we don't understand God.
今天我如果做一个不恰当的比喻。
If I give an unsuitable example.
让你今天这一个人有一个办法让你变成出生于猪。
If you have a way that you can be born again like a beast, like a pig.
我不知道我们当中有多少人愿意。
How any one of us are willing to do that?
他本有神的形象。
He had the image of God.
却不与与神同等为强。
But he would not be would not grab this situation.
取奴仆的形象。
And have the image of a slave.
成为人的样子。
And become a man, a lifeless man.
为驴子所生。
And to be born of a woman.
你要看到这个的话，你才看到这是。福音。
When you see this, you can see the gospel.
神为了拯救我们这一帮人。
God want to save each one of us.
他让他自己怀中的独生子。
He gave his only begotten son in his bosom.
为驴子所生。
To be born of a woman.
并且是道成了肉身，丰丰满满，有恩典，有真理住在我们中。
And the word became flesh and full of grace and truth in our midst.
我们的福音的根据。
That's the base of our gospel.
必须是他这一位耶稣，他必须是神的儿子。
This Jesus has to be Son of God.
并且这一位耶稣必须是人的儿子。
This Jesus has to be also Son of God, Son of Man.
我在讲，我们信仰的核心，这一位耶稣 必须是神的儿子，也必须是完全人的儿子。
The center of our faith is this Jesus has to be a son of God and also he has to be son of man.
因为只有他为人的儿子，他才能为人死。
Only if he is son of man, he can die for man.
只有因为他是神的儿子，他才能替所有的人死。
Only because he is the son of God that he can die for all people, all men.
所以说，你看到在这里，神差遣他的儿子为驴子所生。
So here, his son sent his son. God sent his son to be born of a woman.
这是神何等大的慈爱。
So what kind of loving kindness of God?
并且是生在律法以下。
Also born under law.
你要知道。生在律法以下，他就必须遵守这个律法。
Because if someone is born under law, he has to obey the law.
他是颁布律法的那一位。
He's the one who proclaimed the law.
他因着爱。
Because of love.
他屈己。
He emptied himself.
他愿意在律法底下。
To be under the law.
所以说，当他在受施洗约翰的浸的时候
，When he was baptized by John the Baptist，
施洗约翰说：“哦，你怎么来我这里受浸呢？”
When John the Baptist said to him, "Why are you come to be baptized by me?"
主耶稣说：“我本当尽父般的义。”
So we can, Jesus said that, so we can fulfill the righteousness.
所以说当他从水里上来的时候，天上就有声音说。
So when he came up from the water, there's some voice from the heaven.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son, and I'm so delighted in him.
因为天上的父为他的儿子做见证，30年在地上，他们。
So that's the testimony from God about His Son. So He can can fulfill all the righteousness on earth.
所以说他生在律法底下有一个目的的。
So when he was born under the law, there's a purpose.
第五节那里说要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Verse 5 is to redeem those under law that we might receive the full right of son.
你看在这里，神他有一个计划。
You can see that God has a plan.
他的计划指神来执行。
This plan will be fulfilled by the son of God's son.
为着这个计划达成。有一个目的，就是要让我们这一帮人得到儿子的名分。
So the goal is to for all the people like us to have the full right of son.
那我们在这里比较不能够清楚的是说，要把律法以下的人赎出来。
What we don't understand is to have all the people redeemed from under the law.
律法。为什么神的救恩难道是要把我们从律法底下拯救出来吗？
Why the salvation is to redeem us from under the law?
其实你要看整本加拉太书，它所强调的是什么？
So you in this you have to read the whole book of Galatians, whole epistle of Galatians.
神的救恩主要是要把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
The main thing about the God's salvation is to save us from sin.
保罗没有忘记啊。
That Paul has not forgotten.
他一开始第一章第四节那里就这么说：基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
Because God sent His Son is to lay down His life for our sin and to be saved from this age of evil.
这个是最基本的。
That's the basic.
我们都知道我们是因信称义。
So we all know that we are justified by faith.
但是保罗写加拉太书的时候，他要针对一个问题。
But when Paul wrote this epistle to Galatians, he had to deal with one thing.
很多人以为我们的信是开始是因着信心。
Most people think that our faith is start with belief.
但是要让去成就的话，是要靠着我们的行为。
But if we have to work this out, we have to complete by work.
要靠着我们去守律法。
We have to abide by the law.
这是保罗里面的负担，他要让我们看到，不但是因信称义，也是因信成圣。
So that's the burden of Paul. It's about to be not just justified by faith, or also sanctification by faith.
要把律法以下的人赎出来。
To redeem all who are under the law.
因为圣经上面说，凡以律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。
So because the Bible says that everyone who are according to the law are all cursed.
因为凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，你就被咒诅。
Because if you don't do anything according to the law, you are cursed.
所以说你看到没有，我们没有办法一直照着律法上所记的去行一切的事。
Because there's no way we can do everything according to the law.
当你做不到的时候，你就被受咒诅。
If you cannot do it, then you are cursed.
所以说主耶稣他不单是让我们从罪恶里头得到拯救。
So Jesus not only save us from sin.
并要把我们从律法以下赎出来。
And also redeem us from under law.
所以说在三章十三节内你就讲到说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
So he says because Jesus saved us from the law, he saved us from under the curse of the law.
所以说你看在这里，神的儿子他为我们做出的救赎。
This is the redemption, fulfilled by the Son of God for us.
不是毫无代价的。
That's not saying there's no price.
那是他付出了极大的代价。
Because he paid a dear price.
使我们能够得这儿子的名。
So we can become, we can have the full adoption of the Son.
所以说当有人读到这一段圣经的时候，
So when somebody read this part of the scripture,
他里头就受了感动，
and touched by the word,
写了一首诗歌，
and wrote a hymn,
咒诅他受，祝福我享。
He bear the curse and I receive the blessing.
苦杯他饮，爱宴我享。
He drink the bitter cup and I take the feast of love.
如此恩典盖世无双。
There's no other grace that's comparable to this.
我的心啊，永志不忘。
I never forget. My heart never forget about this.
所以说有人说，主耶稣按着本质，他是神的儿子。
By nature, Jesus is the Son of God.
但是因着爱我们。
But because he loves us.
他做了一个奇妙的交换。
He did a wonderful switch.
他让我们这一帮本质为人的儿子。
For us who are by nature is son of man.
因着他，
because of him,
我们能够成为神的儿子。
We can become a son of God.
所以说在这里讲到神儿子的名分，
So this is talking about the adoption of son.
他有区别于做神的儿子。
It's different than being the son of God.
这边做神的儿子是讲到有神儿子的生命。
To be son of God is to have the life of God.
得神儿子的名分。
To get the adoption of son.
那个重点是放在他所享有的权利。
It's the right that the son can enjoy.
神不但让我们得到他儿子的生命。
Not only that God wants us to have the life of his son.
并且要让我们照着应许承受产业。
And also we inherit the estate according to the promise.
所以说到了第六节，他们就是保罗就说，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
So that's why in verse 6, because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our heart, the spirit who called out Abba Father.
所以说你看到，当一个人他信耶稣基督就是神的儿子的时候。
So when someone believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God,
神就差他儿子的灵进入到他们的心里。
God sent the spirit of the Son into the person's heart.
第六节这里讲到神就差他儿子的灵，和前面那个第四节讲神就差遣他的儿子，那个差遣是一个字。
So this God sent, this word send is the same as in verse 4, God sent his son.
所以说让我们重新再来看到神摆在面前的一幅救恩的图画。
So we, God set a picture of the salvation before us.
神先差遣他的儿子。
God first sent his son.
成就了救恩。
To fulfill the salvation.
这是一个历史的事实。
This is a historic reality.
这是对我们来讲，这是一个客观的信息。
This is for us is an objective message.
但是神认为还不够。
But God is saying this is not enough.
神说你们既然为儿子。
So when God says that, so since you are sons,
我还要做一件事情。
I will do one more thing.
我要差遣我儿子的灵进入到你们的心里。
I'm going to send the spirit of my sons into your heart.
这一件事情是非常非常的重要。
This thing is very important.
许多人的信仰只有外面客观的真理。
Most people's faith is just something objective outside himself.
他所有的认知都是头脑的知识。
So only some knowledge in the mind.
但是信仰，真实的信仰，它必须要有里面主观的经历。
But the true faith is also include the subjective experience.
这个主观的经历还不是自己我们自己去追寻而已。
Not just for us to pursue.
是圣灵在我们里面引导我们。
It has to be guided by the Holy Spirit within us.
这个圣灵的引导最主要就是要让我们能够把那些客观的真理，那些历史的事实做成在我们的里面。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit is to make all these objective truth to be fulfilled in us.
让我们能够真实的感恩。
So we can truly be thankful.
让我们能够真看到神为我们所做的是何等大的事。
And we can see that what a great things that God has done on us.
有的时候我读在这里的时候，我想神也是怕我们呢，信心太小。
Sometimes when I read this, I feel that God is afraid that our faith is not so small.
因为前面第四、第五节那里讲的太好了，根本是我们不配的。
Because in verse 4, verse 5, it's so great that we are not worthy.
你稍微有一点理智，稍微有点思想的话，你就会想，不可能。
If you think about this,
神为什么要做这样子的？
Yeah, when you reasoning about this, you would say that it's impossible. How could God do such a thing?
神也知道我们的小心。
God knows about our little faith.
神就差圣灵进入到我们。
So that's why God sent the Holy Spirit into our heart.
给我们一个保证。
Give us a guarantee.
就是让我们知道神所做的都是真实的。
So we can know that what God has done is true.
只有当圣灵住在我们里面的时候，我们就能够呼叫阿爸父。
Only if the Spirit who in our heart can make us call out Abba Father.
你知道阿爸这个是亚兰文对着父亲最亲密的一个称呼。
You know that this Abba is a very very close calling for Father.
在圣经里头只有三处地方出现。
In the Bible, it's only three places where this word is appear.
一处就是这里。
This is one of them.
一处就是罗马书八章十五节。
Another place is Roman 8:15.
它基本上是讲的同一件事情。
It's about the same thing.
讲到说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫。
Because what you receive is not a heart of slave, but a heart of son, so you can call out Abba Father.
这是两处基本上是一样的。
So these two places are basically the same.
这是讲到你头，我们里面不再害怕了。
That's saying that you no more fear inside within you.
因为圣灵在我们里面做了一个保证。
Because The Holy Spirit give you assurance inside.
使我们知道我们真是神的儿子。
So we can know that we are truly the Son of God.
因此我们可以呼喊阿爸。
So we can call God Abba.
你知道我注意到一件事情吗？
I see something.
很多姐妹嫁人的时候，
When some sister get married.
他们很容易哈，就叫他先生的爸爸，就能够叫得很自然。
It's really natural for her to call the father of the husband.
但是我注意到很多弟兄啊。
But I can see that many brothers.
他结婚了以后叫太太的爸爸。
When he called the father of his wife.
叫得很勉强啊。
It's very
开始的时候我不知道是不是还叫岳父大人啊。
Not willingly. I don't know if they still would call the father-in-law.
有的叫父亲大人。
Somebody called the father.
要很多时间以后。
Have to take time.
才会叫爸爸。
Take time sometime before he would call father.
但是还没有叫自己爸爸那样子来的那么亲。
Not as the same as they call his own father.
但是在这里，神的话告诉我们。
But here God's word tells us.
作为神的儿女，你不需要时间的。
To be a children of God, you don't need to.Need some time.
当圣灵在我们的里面的时候，
When the Spirit who's in our heart,
我们来到父的面前就可以喊他阿爸 Father.
When we come before the Father, we can call him Abba Father.
圣经里头还有一处记载阿爸父。
Another place in the Bible talking about Abba Father.
那就是主耶稣自己的呼喊。
That's the call out from Jesus himself.
主耶稣在科西马尼园的祷告，他最后说：“阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。”
In the Gethsemane, when Jesus called out to his to the Abba Father, he said, just according to your Abba Father, you can take this cup from me, but it's not my will, it's your will.
弟兄姐妹，在圣经里头，只有主耶稣在这里呼喊阿爸父啊。
So in the Bible, it's only these places, Jesus would call out Abba Father.
旧约里头，在主神所用在用的仆人，跟主再亲近的人，没一个人喊天上的神为阿爸父。
In the Old Testament, nobody even so close to God would never call out Abba Father.
只有神子他来到地上的时候，他喊天上的父，阿爸父。
Only Son of God when he's on earth, he would call out God the Abba Father.
弟兄姐妹，神今天把这个权柄赏赐了。
Brother and sister, the God has given the right, given the authority of this calling for us.
这是何等大的恩典祝福。
What a grace and blessing.
什么是阿爸父啊？
What is Abba Father?
当我们在主耶稣这个例子上看的话，
When we see the example from Jesus himself,
当一个人呼喊阿爸父的时候，他就是来到父的面前与父神亲近。
When somebody call out Abba Father, it's the moment when he come before God and to be in close to him.
弟兄姐妹，神把让我们与他亲近的这些特权赏赐给我们。
God has given this right to us to have this privilege to be close to Him.
We
thank and praise the Lord.
可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
So you are no longer a slave but a son, and since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
弟兄姐妹，在这里讲到说，从此以后你们不再是奴仆了。
So you are no longer a slave from now.
他再一次给我们有一个确据。
He gave another assurance.
我们从前是奴仆。
We were slaves before.
但是今天不是了。
But today we are not.
今天我们乃是神的儿子。
Today we are son of God.
既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
或者是说，就靠着神承受产业。
Or by God, you inherit the estate.
不是靠着我们的好行为。
Not by our good work.
不是你多爱主一点。
Not by your loving the God, loving Lord more.
多追求都是应该的。
Our pursuit and our love is of course.
但是都不是这些让我们能够承受产业。
It's not this that make us an heir.
只有靠着神，当你是神的儿子的时候。
But by God and by being son of God.
你就能够照着应许。
But so you can be an heir through the promise.
在一年的开始。
In the beginning of the year.
我盼望神的话能够在我们里面继续做工作。
May the word of God be working in all of us.
让我们看到我们所得到的身份是何等大的身份。
We can see what kind of status and position we receive from God.
我们都能够像老约翰一样说。
Just like what John said, old John said.
看啊。
Behold.
神所赐给我们是何等大的慈爱。
What kind of loving kindness that God gave us.
使我们得做神的儿。
So we can be son of God.
我们也真是他的儿。
And truly we are son of God.
我们最后我们好不好把刚才那一首诗歌诗歌197首我们唱两
Let's sing hymn 197 It's only in English, in Chinese. No English. Abba Father, we come to you prostrate. Because you, what you prepare for us is so complete. Even for our mind that we cannot understand. We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to work in our heart. Strengthen with your word. Keep our heart. So for this new year, we run on your way. May you bless each one of us. And your grace would be upon each one of us abundantly. We thank and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.